Lessons from the Quran Kareem. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. The first surah of the 29th juz of the Quran Kareem is known as Surah Al-Mulk. Mulk means government, kingdom. Almighty Allah is the king of all kings. The surah begins with Tabaraka alladhi biyadihi al-mulk wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. Which teaches man that Almighty Allah in His hands is all kingdom, is all power, sovereignty. But Allah Tabarakullah is not like a king, that the benefit of the land, the wealth of the land all comes to the king. And as the people do work and effort, then the glory of the king, the king's majesty becomes stronger. As the soldiers fight in the path, then the king's kingdom becomes bigger. Such a king who is dependent on the work of man, but the benefit of man's work doesn't go to man itself, it goes back to the king. The king's treasures increase, the king becomes bigger. Almighty Allah is that king, Tabarakalladhi, that king who is full of barakat, the complete opposite of the worldly kings. Almighty Allah's kingship and Almighty Allah being a king is that the servant, whatever he does, the benefit comes to the servant. The glory of Almighty Allah does not increase at all. Rather, the blessings fall upon the worker. The more that the servant does, the more he gets. A little he does, he gets a lot. Tabaraka alladhi. The word tabaraka from tafa'ala means the baraka is only increasing. It is one la ilaha illallah that will be said. The reward of it will not only be one tree, it will be a tree that will never come to an end. That tree will continue giving out its fruits. Every fruit will create something else, another pleasure. Tabaraka, the baraka just goes more and more. The blessings just get more and more. For every act that man does, in a normal world, he obeys the laws of the king, but he doesn't get much out of it. The most that he will get is that he will not be attacked. He pledged his allegiance to the king. He has to be obedient to the king. He will remain in his poor state. And he will die in his poor state. Neither will the king come for his janazah. Neither will the king appreciate his services. Almighty Allah is that king, Tabaraka alladhi, full of barakat is the zat of Allah. That even the ah that man said, the lowest and lowest, no one in the world knew him. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam spoke of the servants of Allah. Those people that when they're not in a gathering, they're not missed. When they are in the gathering, no one sees them. The one who was the most unpopular, no one knew him. He lived in a cave. He died in the cave. He died silently away from everyone. The King of Kings, Allah Tabarakala, will be present at the time of his sickness. Allah Tabarakala's tawajjuh will be on him at the time when he's being put in the grave. Almighty Allah will be with him in the grave. Almighty Allah's love with him on the day of Qiyamah. And then after that in Jannah, then man only sees the beginning of the barakah. Tabarakalladhi biyadihi al-mulk. It was a unique introduction after the entire Quran, which man regarded as a book of laws. Allah Tabarakallah showed, but what the law will bring you, your obedience will bring nothing to you, but the benefit will come back solely to you. For Almighty Allah Himself is completely independent. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, if the whole world comes onto one plane and worships Almighty Allah, it is not going to increase in the majesty of Almighty Allah one bit. Tabarakalladhi. The Zat of Allah is full of barakat. And if the entire world gathers on the heart of the greatest transgressor, it will not lower in the majesty of Almighty Allah anything. It is an honor to be able to say La ilaha illallah. It is a gift. Iman is the greatest gift. To have a tongue to say La ilaha illallah is a favor. وَهُوَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. That Allah who created the beginning and end. Normally the beginning starts with life and it ends with death. Almighty Allah mentioned it, خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ, who created death and life. Allah mentioned the ending first and then He mentioned the beginning. The reason is, the word maut will make man understand the end. If this world was itself created for pleasure, then the Zat of Almighty Allah who is full of barakat, tabaraka, the barakah just goes higher and higher. Tadaraka comes from the Arabic word which means to ascend, to climb. Someone climbs a mountain, you say, Tadaraka al-Jabala. He's just going higher and higher. At the Zat of Almighty Allah, there is no end. It just gets better and better, better and better. That's how Jannah will be. One great Jannah will be again another greater Jannah. Then it will be something even greater. Every fruit will be one better than the last. This is the meaning of Tabaraka. By putting the word maut first, the end, that means that this world can't be the place of enjoyment. This can't be the place of reward. Because when Almighty Allah rewards, then there is no end to the reward. خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ This world starts. It is a beginning with life, it ends with death. So this can't be the place where Almighty Allah's full barakat fall on a person. So the purpose of this world then is what? لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا Just to take the imtihan of man, that who will do the best of action. Allah Tabarakala grant us all that gift, that Allah who gave us the gift, to read the kalima la ilaha illallah. May Allah give us the gift also to pass this exam with the highest marks. وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْغَفُورُ That Allah who is the most powerful, the most strong, who can take to task whoever He wants, who does not need the worship of anyone, Al-Ghafoor. But at the same time, what a king Allah is. The king according to His might, He speaks with His might, how dare you oppose me? How dare you make mistakes? How dare you don't respect my sovereignty? Almighty Allah is the most mightiest of kings, Al-Ghafoor. But He speaks with the greatest amount of mercy. Allah Tabarakala accepts little and makes it lot. Allah Tabarakala overlooks lot. Allah Tabarakala takes man to task for only little of what man does. A unique king man has been blessed with. May Allah Tabarakala allow us all to live in the servitude of this great king and to die in his servitude. In the next surah, Surah Al-Qalam, Noon wal-qalami wa ma yasturun, ma anta bi ni'mati rabbika bi majnun, wa inna laka la ajran ghayra mamnun. وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ فَسَتُبْصِرُ وَيُبْصِرُونَ بِأَيِّكُمَ الْمَفْتُونَ The surah starts with the qasam on the mightiest of all, the mighty pen, that pen which has written at the beginning, that pen which writes, and from that pen and what it has written, the conditions that we find in the world come out, the results. By the qasam of the pen, وَمَا يَسْطُرُونَ And by the qasam of whatever they are recording, they are recording means the angels are recording. Records are being made. This is the meaning of this world is an imtihan. Everything is being written. What man says is being written. It is written by the angels. It is written on the earth. It is written in the air. Everything, this world is nothing but a recorded exam. His every statement is recorded. His every action is recorded. His every ah is recorded. What he also forgot, one day he will see. This wama yasturun was an indication that this world is not the world where you are being paid back. This is the world where your every act is being watched. Ma anta bi ni'mati rabbika bi majnun wa inna laka la ajran ghayra mamnun. The rewards of this world, the records of this world are made such. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned that the angel writes the action and immediately next to it a reward is put for it. That this will be the result of it. And then there are certain actions that the angel writes, and then that reward doesn't come into that place. The angel looks at Almighty Allah, asks, that how do I record this? There are some statements man makes. Sometimes he praises Allah in such a manner, that the angel is also confused, that how do you put the reward of this? Then Allah Tabarakala says, the angel, write it as my servant has done it, and I will put the reward for it. Certain actions are like that. مَا أَنْتَ بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ بِمَجْنُونَ And then there was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His every act was like this here. Every act of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Around him the people in his era regarded him to be far from intelligence. Almighty Allah said, by the favor of Almighty Allah, that is not you. رَادَوَ وَإِنَّ لَكَ لَأَجْرًا غَيْرَ مَمْنُونَ For you, for your every act, for your every dua, for your every step, there will be a reward, غَيْرَ مَمْنُونَ which will never be able to be understood, which will never be cut, which will never come to an end. This recording is starting, but it's not going to end. Normally when you write a number, that this is the amount you're going to get, 100, 200, 300, and there are sometimes where the calculator cannot put in a number, because it doesn't have an end. وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ Indeed, you have been blessed with the highest level of character. On this highest level of character, a man gets the greatest of rewards. فَسَتُوا بُصِرُوا وَيُبُصِرُونَ. Indeed, a day will come where you will see and all of them will also see. On that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whoever was going to be the follower of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, through the barakah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this was going to go on to his ummah. Through the character of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whoever was going to take this khuluq-i azim, the great character, which we call following the sunnah, having that character, having the akhlaq, having the sirat, having the surat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on account of this character, Almighty Allah was going to reward people in this ummah with a very similar thing. La ajran ghayra mamnoon. Rewards for his actions which you can never understand, which will never come to an end. But the same thing was going to happen to him, that when he would start practicing on the sunnah, the people around him would start calling him majnoon, that you are not right in your mind. You are acting against the demands of intelligence. From the heavens, Allah Tabarakallah's announcement would also fall on that person. Ma anta bi ni'mati rabbika bi majnoon. That indeed, you are not anything far from intelligence by the favor of Allah. And by the qasam of Allah, noon wal qalami, by the qasam of the great pen, wa ma yasturun, and whatever is being recorded, meaning your actions are also being recorded. The difficulties you go through are being recorded. What people say against you is also being recorded. Your surah and your seerah is being recorded. The barakah of practicing on the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, bringing within a person beautiful character, even if the whole world calls that person after that a majnoon, Almighty Allah's announcement is also to that person, مَا أَنْتَ بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ مِمَجْنُونَ وَإِنَّ لَكَ لَأَجْرًا غَيْرَ مَمْنُونَ. As for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a reward that will never come to an end, that can never be understood, a reward that will never be known and discussed, it will be something hidden by Almighty Allah. Allah Tawarukala gives a similar reward to all those people who walk this path. It is a gift to have the kalima la ilaha illallah on the tongue. We saw it in Tabarakalladhi biyadihi al-mulk. It is a gift to have as our Nabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This next surah is Surah Al-Haqqa, which brings about that there were many people in this world who loved it up. They had the greatest amount of strength. One thing or two things they never have. They never have the kalima on their tongue. They never have the lifestyle of their Nabi in their life. What was the end result? They could have been the mightiest of mightiest. Allah Tawarakala says, فَهَلْ تَرَى لَهُمْ مِنْ بَاقِيَةٍ. Do you see anything remaining of them? Had there been any barakah in their life, something would have remained. الْحَاقَّةِ مَا الْحَاقَّةِ وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا الْحَاقَّةِ. When the bang will come, what do you know about that? كَذَّبَتْ ثَمُودُ وَعَادٌ بِالْقَارِعَةِ فَأَمَّا ثَمُودُ فَأُهْلِكُوا بِالطَّاغِيَةِ. There were people in the past who were mighty and strong, but they did not accept that a day will come which will bring them to the ground, meaning the end, mawt, death, punishment of Allah, qiyamah. فَأَمَّا ثَمُودُ as for ثَمُود فَأُهْلِكُوا بِالطَّاغِيَةِ. They were destroyed. Allah's punishment fell on them. As for Ad, we discussed it previously. فَأُهْلِكُوا بِرِيحٍ صَرْصَرٍ عَاتِيَةٍ. It was a terrible wind that came. سَخَرَهَا عَلَيْهِمْ سَبْعَ لَيَالٍ. 7 nights and 8 days, husuman, continuously. The winds hit onto their houses, it opened their doors, it pushed them out into the sand. The sand banged against their bodies. فَتَرَى الْقَوْمَ فِيهَا صَرْعَى. You found all of them flat on the ground. So strong and high they were once upon a time in the world. كَأَنَّهُمْ أَعْجَازُ نَخْلٍ خَاوِيَةٍ. It looked as though the date, the palm trees had all come to the ground. فَهَلْ تَرَى لَهُمْ مِنْ بَاقِيَةٍ. Do you even find one of those people around? Do you even see their houses today? If there was any barakah in the tariqah, they had no la ilaha illallah, there was going to be no barakah, nothing was going to remain. وَجَاءَ فِرْعَوْنُ وَنْ قَبْلَهُ. And before, and then they came later Fir'aun, and then the zalims that were Fir'aun before Fir'aun, all of them came. فَعَصَوْ رَسُولَ رَبِّهِمْ. All of them disobeyed the Nabi of Allah, and Allah Tabarakala grabbed all of them. In this world where there is no kalima on the tongue, where there is no lifestyle of the Nabi in the life, there is going to be no barakah, there is going to be no reward that will never come to an end. Man's life in this world is very short, very quickly it will come. The next surah is Suratul Ma'arij. سَأَلَ سَائِلٌ بِعَذَابٍ وَاقِعٍ لِلْكَافِرِينَ لَيْسَ لَهُ دَافِعٍ. min Allahi dhil ma'arij. A person is asking, bi azabi waqi', regarding that punishment that is coming. He's asking regarding death, or a punishment that brings upon death, or he's asking regarding qiyamah. Allah tabaraka ta'ala says, lil kafirin laysa lahu dafi'. This is such a punishment that is coming, that a person who got kufr, no matter what effort he makes to try to prevent this thing coming, he is not going to manage to push it away. Somehow or the other, it will find its way towards him. It found its way towards Samud. It found its way towards Ad. Every nation that came, they studied the life of the people before them. They looked where the punishment of Allah came. They saw it came through the floods. They said, we will build our houses in the mountains. When the winds came and it broke them, destroyed, when it was a scream, one scream destroyed all of them. They built their houses in such places where they felt that the waters will not come here. Allah tabaraka ta'ala, other punishment came. Winds came and destroyed them. Scream came and destroyed them. Wherever man tried to run from the punishment of Allah, lil kafirin, with kufr you cannot run away. How do you save yourself from the punishment of Allah? It was the same thing. The kalima la ilaha illallah. That taking out of your life kufr. If there is iman, then iman will be the barrier from the punishment of Almighty Allah. If there is no iman, it is like water. You can try how hard you want to prevent water coming. At the next surah, Allah tabaraka ta'ala gives the example of Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam. When a punishment came, how much effort people made to try to run away from this punishment. But can you run away from water? Wherever you were, the water was going to find you. Samala is the punishment of Almighty Allah. Allah tabaraka ta'ala speaks about the da'wah of Nabi Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam. How he invited his people. How they did not listen. How they acted with stubbornness and pride. Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam said to them that with the kalima la ilaha illallah, nothing but barakah is going to come to you. It's not going to take you away from your enjoyment. Yursilis sama'a alaykum midrara. Deen is full of barakah. Iman pushes away punishment. It doesn't bring upon man punishment. Istaghfiru rabbakum. Seek the forgiveness of your Allah. You will find him to be most forgiving. He will send upon you the rains in abundance. وَيُمْدِدْكُمْ بِأَمْوَالٍ وَبَنِينَ. He will aid you with wealth, with children. وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ. He will give for you gardens. There will be gardens in this world. Those gardens will go right till the year after. It will never come to an end. He will create for you your rivers. مَا لَكُمْ لَا تَرُجُونَ لِلَّهِ وَقَارًا. What is wrong with you? That you have not put your hopes in Almighty Allah. Rather you put it in that in which there is nothing, there is no barakah. Alam tarau, have you not seen how Allah created everything around you? That Allah is the one who you should fall at his feet. But when man was not ready, and when the punishment of Almighty Allah was going to come, Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam was told to build his boat. That boat is what we call today Islam. The people around him would mock at the boat. وَمَكَرُوا مَكَرًا كُبَّارًا. They laughed, they planned. The books of tariq, of tafsir explain, as Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam would be busy making this, they would ensure that this boat one day must not reach its completion. They would always interfere. They would come around and mock at him. At night when he was not there, they would interfere with the building. But it was such a boat which Almighty Allah had said, that you will build it. وَاسْنَعِ الْفُلْكَ بِأَعْيُنِنَا. You will build us under our special attention. How much they tried to make sure this boat does not reach its completion. Almighty Allah's arrangement, whatever effort they would make, Allah tabaraka ta'ala would remove it. The books write that a certain time came that they filled the boat with the worst and the dirtiest of their filth, the filth, the excreta of man. They would bring this and put it in the boat. In so many parts of the boat, who was now going to remove all of that? Allah tabaraka ta'ala created a sickness amongst them. As the sickness spread, the hakims advised that a certain thing has to be eaten. That thing was this very, or one person fell on some excreta, and he found that with that excreta, that sickness disappeared. Now all the people who put their dirt in the boat were going back to the boat to take what was once upon a time a mock for them, became their cure. In this manner they themselves, they messed the boat, they would clean the boat. Whatever they tried against the boat, it was not going to happen. That boat in every era was Islam, the deen, no matter how much effort the enemy would make, to make sure that the deen does not continue on its waters, that the deen does not take its few selected servants. They were never able to. وَاسْنَعِ الْفُلْكَ. As the boat was made under the nazar of Almighty Allah, the deen also would always be, our Islam 1,400 years, think about it, how we're surviving, how Islam is surviving, with so much of efforts made against this Islam, but if they could not break that one boat, where are they going to break the deen of Allah, Islam? وَمَكَرُوا مَكْرًا كُبَّارًا. Terrible were their plans, but against Almighty Allah, how can any plan help? When the time came for the punishment of Almighty Allah, water, Qiyamah will be the same. Every punishment of Allah will be the same. Try and push away water. لَيْسَ لَهُ دَافِ. You can't push away water. It would go everywhere. It would enter every hole. The only thing that would be saved from that water would be what? The boat of Nabi Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. The only thing that will save man from the punishment of Allah is Islam. To enter fully into this deen, the people around Nuh alayhi salam who had iman, he told them, get onto the boat. Standing out of the boat is not going to help. Bring your entire body into the boat. Islam also demands, enter fully into Islam so that the punishment of Almighty Allah does not hit. Because when the floods come, it will go so terrible around the boat that even if one leg is slightly out of the boat, it might pull you in. Allah Tabarakala ordered, Udkhulu fi silmi kaffa. How that man came into the boat and they went deep into the boat to make sure that the winds also do not hit them. Man has to enter into Islam totally. Then only he will be protected from the punishment of Almighty Allah. As for the people who were outside, they could climb the high mountains, the water was going to find them there. They could run to wherever they wanted, the water was going to find them. The punishment of Almighty Allah will reach every person. It is only the one that has the kalima la ilaha illallah on his tongue, in his heart. And the man who enters into the practice of the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he will find barakah in his life from the beginning till the ending. He will find rewards that will never come to an end. The man who is bereft, the man who is deprived of the kalima, who is deprived of the life of his Nabi, he will find himself on the outside of the boat. As an entire nation could not save themselves, where he is going to save himself? Allah Tabarakala bless us all with iman. Allah Tabarakala take us with iman. Allah resurrect us with iman. Allah Tabarakala bring within our lives the entire seerah and surah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Let us love with it. Let us pass away with it. Let us be resurrected with it. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.